number one seed was Whole Foods that is taking on Borden Dairy.
And that's not even a contest.
And an upset of all upset, Borden beat out Whole Foods in the first round.
I would have said Borden. I wouldn't have said Whole Foods. Why don't you tell me? Why don't I tell you who I think would have won, and then you tell me who won? Yeah,
Dickies versus Twin Peaks.
Dickies.
Okay, that won. USAA versus Valero.
A USAA.
Valero won.
Oh, okay.
State Fair of Texas versus CC's Pizza.
We'll go with State Fair of Texas.
Chili's, versus Nolan Ryan Beef.
Nolan Ryan Beef.
Can you believe it? Chili's was a number 8 seed. Nolan Ryan Beef was a 57 seed. And Chili's won, which is an outrage. That's like the biggest outrage on the list.
They had the skillet queso. I'll give them that. All right, next game.
Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine versus Stripes.
I'm going to go with Stripes.
Dave Campbell won that game.
Okay, I didn't know what that was, so I was going to go with Stripes.
Yeah, that's the thing that comes out every year, and it's everything. It's all football in Texas, but especially high schools.
Oh, I'm just saying, because I want to hear the next one.
All right, Frito-Lay versus Imperial Sugar.
Imperial Sugar.
Frito-Lay won. That's another travesty. Torchy's Tacos versus Buc-ee's. First round matchup, Sarah.
What? That's a terrible matchup. That's a terrible matchup.
That's way because too good to be in the first round.
You're eliminating two awesome brands. I'm going to say that Buc-ee's won, but Torchy's Trailer Park Taco should have been moved on.
Buc-ee's was a 41 seed, too. Buc-ee's should be at least in the top 15.
That's a 2 seed.
2 seed. Two. Texas Humor versus Chicken Express.
Texas Humor.
Okay, that one. Shiner versus the Fort Worth Stock Show.
Shiner.
Texas Tribune versus Shipley's Donuts.
Shipley's Donuts.
That did win. Texas Instruments versus Cavenders.
Cavenders? Although Texas Instruments is very important also.
Yep. Graphing calculator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that in high school?
TI-82.
Jesse, get the graphing calculator in high school?
I had the Texas Instruments one.
Cavenders did win that. Dell, a 5 seed, versus P. Terry's, a shocking 60 seed.
I'm going to go with Dell.
Dell did win. Justin Boots versus Papa's Restaurants.
Papa's Restaurants.
Justin Boots won that one. By the way, they were the better seed. ACL versus Tumbleweed Textiles.
ACL.
Yep, ACL took that one. Pluckers versus Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana.
Should have won. Pluckers, I don't know a single person that has ever gone to Pluckers, but Pluckers won that one.
Hey, Jeff, Sheen, my name is Sarah Pepper. I've been to Pluckers.
Well, stop going there. I don't know what to
say. I'm the one.
All right, so that was one half of the bracket. You ready for the other half?
Okay, yeah.
Southwest Airlines, which was the 2 seed, versus Taco Villa.
I'm going to go with Southwest Airlines.
Yep. Dave and Mark Ass Busters versus Jason's Deli.
Jason's Deli.
Dave and Busters took that one.
But I love that salad bar.
Yeti versus Landry's.
Yeti.
Yep. Mary Kay versus Lone Star Beer. Keep in mind, dudes voted on this.
Lone Star Beer.
Dr. Pepper versus Brookshire Brothers.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, of course. Tito's Vodka versus Schlitterbahn. Monster matchup!
That's prime time! I'm going to go with Tito's, although I love Schlitterbahn.
Tito's did indeed win. Academy Sports and Outdoor versus Texas Whiskey.
Jew. Academy.
Yes. St. Arnold's versus On the Border.
St. Arnold's.
Travesty on the border with the win. Terrible. Awful.
Maybe they just had a bad day.
Maybe. Whataburger, your 3 seed against Double Dave's.
Oh, Whataburger.
Of course. San Antonio Rodeo versus Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno?
Nope, San Antonio Rodeo. Although, someone made a good point to me on Twitter just yesterday. One of my buddies in San Antonio was like, how is Fiesta not on this list? And I was thinking, San Antonio, if you're going to do that, not their rodeo. San Antonio Rodeo is fine, but like Fiesta is the thing, and it's different because we've already seen Fort Worth Stock Show is on this list. Rodeo Houston is going to be on this list. We'll get to it in a minute. You didn't need San Antonio Rodeo. You should have done Fiesta, and it should have been a higher seed.
The reason I love Fiesta is because I can get an elote, a piñata, and my watch fixed all in one spot. I mean, I'm serious. Like, that is not a joke. I love Fiesta. I love elotes.
Texas Monthly against Big Red, not the gum. Of course.
No. The only thing that exists is Big Red soda that you pour on vanilla ice cream. I'm going with Big Red.
It did win. By the way, yeah, here's the weird thing. Big Red was 51. Texas Monthly was a 14 seed. Big Red should be a lot higher than 51.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Six Flags versus Hop Dotty.
Oh, Six Flags.
Yep. Rodeo Houston, or as they put it on this list, Houston Rodeo. Against Rodeo Club Houston. Burger Bar.
Don't even need to hear that. No, Rodeo right. Houston. Don't even need to hear their opponent.
Bluebell versus Fuddruckers.
Duh. Bluebell.
Talk about just tearing your heart out, Sarah. That's the toughest matchup
for
you.
It is because Fuddruckers serves the Bluebell milkshake, so it's like a tough call for me.
Bluebell took it. H-E-B versus Luby's.
H-E-B.
Yeah.
Although I love Luby's and the Luann platter.
UIL versus Rudy's Barbecue.
Rudy's Barbecue.
UIL. Which I think is better. Yeah, I think that's better. That's what.
Well,
that's
we can
more
all have
of
our
a,
own opinion.
All right, fair enough.
The beans at Rudy's are amazing.
All right, here we go. Borden Dairy versus Dickie's in the second round.
Dickie's.
Borden. 64 seed. Oh. Last one in, and it's already made it to the Sweet 16. Valero versus State Fair of Texas.
Valero.
State Fair of Texas. Dave Campbell versus Chili's.
Chili's.
Dave Campbell knocking out Chili's.
Oh.
Chili's. By the way, that's the only restaurant or the only job my wife Jillian got fired from on her first day.
How does she get fired? She's like the nicest person ever.
I know.
Was
but
she,
the manager went up to her and said, I don't know if this is for you. And then she went to go work for Applebee's. So take that, Chili's. By the way, I've
and
never had a hot
her.
Meal there. It always comes out cold. Anyway, Frito-Lay versus Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
Yes. Texas Humor versus Shiner.
Shiner.
Absolutely. Amen, sister. Shipley's versus Cavender's.
You.
Tough matchup,
God,
huh?
It's starting to get hard.
Yeah.
I can't go with my heart. Shipley's?
Cavender's.
I knew it the minute it came out of my mouth.
Dell versus Justin Boots.
Justin Boots.
Dell.
Oh, my. See, this is where my betting goes downhill. This is where I think I'm going to win it all back.
ACL versus Pluckers.
ACL.
Pluckers.
I'm done with this.
Disgraceful. Shouldn't have even made it past Taco Cabana, and now it's in the Sweet 16. That's awful. I'm mad.
I like Pluckers, but ACL is like a staple. Anyway, keep going.
Southwest versus Yeti. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeti?
I'm sorry. Now I'm going to throw this off. Southwest versus Dave & Buster's.
Southwest.
Yeti versus Lone Star Beer.
Yeti.
Dr. Pepper versus Tito's Vodka.
Dr. Pepper.
Yep. Academy versus On the Border, which never even should have been in this round.
Academy.
Right. You're on a roll now, kiddo. Whataburger versus San Antonio Rodeo.
Whataburger.
Six Flags versus Big Red.
Six Flags?
Yes. But can we agree it should have been Big Red?
I don't know. It's a toss-up. I like to drink Big Red at Six Flags, so I don't know.
By the way, Red Flash is not bad either. Rodeo Houston versus Bluebell. Woo!
That's a dangerous one to answer. I'm going to go with Rodeo Houston.
Bluebell. H-E-B versus UIL.
H-E-B.
All right, so we are now to the Sweet 16. This is where it gets hard, except for one matchup. It will be super easy.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Borden versus the State Fair of Texas.
State Fair of Texas.
Dave Campbell, Texas football against Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
Yes. See, now you're doing well. You're back on a roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Shiner versus Cavender's.
Shiner.
Dell versus Pluckers.
Dog, Pluckers has been like Gonzaga, the upset right now. So, like, I'm really torn. But I'm going to I'm going to go with not Pluckers. Not Pluckers.
You should have gone with Pluckers because Pluckers has now made the Elite Eight. I don't know a single person that eats there. How is this
again, I eat there. I like Pluckers. I just think that Della's better.
Oh, my God. Southwest versus the Yeti.
Southwest.
Dr. Pepper versus Academy Sports and Outdoor.
Oh, I know. Dr. Pepper?
Yes, Dr. Pepper won.
Okay.
Whataburger versus Six Flags.
Whataburger.
Bluebell versus H-E-B.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to go with H-E-B.
Correct.
Oh,
all
that
right.
was a nail biter.
Here's the Elite Eight. And by the way, these results, apparently, we're recording this on Friday while we're supposed to be doing real work. This like just came down this morning, okay?
Okay.
So here are the results from the Elite Eight. State Fair of Texas versus Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
Correct. Shiner versus Pluckers.
You know, Shiner.
Yeah!
Oh, man! And St. Bonaventure goes home!
Oh, man. See you later, St. Joe's.
Okay. Woo!
Man, take that, Dayton.
Kent State.
Yeah, Kent State. If you don't follow college basketball, none of that joke made any sense at all. But it was funny. Trust us. You,
but Google Kent State and then get a good LOL out of their mascot.
Mm-hmm. Southwest versus Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was Dr. Pepper. And then in the most difficult matchup in the history of the great state of Texas, Whataburger, a number 3 seed, versus number 11 H-E-B. The look on your face! Yes! Come on!
I'm going to go with the higher seed, Whataburger.
You are correct.
Okay, I only based on seed because your $5 meal H-E-B is my love.
And I'm going to tell you this, Sarah, because I've been following this since yesterday. It kind of appeared on my timeline, and it was that matchup specifically. There was a lot of anti-Whataburger sentiment because just last year, the Whataburger sold to that, like, investment firm in Chicago. So now everybody's like, it's a Chicago brand now. It's not a Texas brand, but it's still won by, like, a landslide. So take that for data. I don't know.
That was a lot of information. I just went by the seed.
Hey, at least Pluckers is out. By the way, I have a new theory on Pluckers making it all the way to the Elite Eight. I think their employees voted on this multiple times.
And I think the people that drive by that see the funny little messages they write on their billboard, it's right over off Shepherd as you're heading into the Heights.
Yep.
Like, I think they see that. They're like, that's funny.
Only one of them. I think there are a couple of Pluckers in Houston, right?
That's the only one I eat at.
Mm.
That's the only one I know.
We're going to put this up as a podcast, so let me just let this run while I'm Googling it. Pluckers, Houston.
Alexa!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It only shows two.
Okay.
There are one you just talked about, and then there's one out by Memorial City Mall.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get on I-10 if I don't have to.
It's not the drive out, by the way. It's the return.
No, it's not. Beautiful drive out, but the terrible part about the drive out is that you look over at the drive back and you're like, oh,
oh no, why don't I live in Katy?
I might just set up
that
shop
way
at the Katy Mills
to stay.
Mall. Yeah. Should really get a vacation home in Katy.
By the way, the nicest Marshalls in Houston is the one that's actually right near the Memorial City Mall.
Oh, have you been to the one out by Katy Mills?
Oh, you don't have to go
also
that
very
far.
Nice.
You don't have to go that far. The one by, I'm telling you, Sarah.
I'll take your word on it. You are a Marshalls connoisseur.
I am a Marshalls connoisseur, and when I went to Marshalls that last time to that location, I got these, what do they call it? Like, at Christmas time, you can put them up, like, over your fireplace where, like, you hang the stockings.
Beer? No. That's not right. That's not correct.
It's not tinsel. It looks like
garland.
Garland. I got two garlands from there, and I brought them home, and we put them up, and then we had a party. We had a couple of friends come over. They're like, these are nice. Did you get these from like Balsam Hill or something? Which is like a super expensive website for like Christmas decorations. And I was
just
like,
I love that you explained that because
no,
you saw my face.
Buy one, get one free at Marshall's. Shut.
I have no idea what Balsam.
Balsam, B-A-L-S-A-M, Balsam Hill.
That's
it's
how
classy.
I can tell the difference in like your friends and my friends, because my friends would be like, yo, did you get that at Marshall's? I'd be like, Walmart. Oh, no, they had that at the Walmart? Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why I got you those red Solo cup lights for Christmas, and I didn't get you the thing that looked like Balsam Hill.
There's a reason that they hung over my fireplace. There's a reason for everything. Also, you need to check out the Marshall's and the TJ Maxx that's over off of West Gray, because you can just do the line. Like, you can go in TJ Maxx and you can go into Marshall's and you can go into the...
Have they put in a Home Goods there? Because it's all the same company. Like, a lot of them, it would be like the Home Goods will be like half of it, and then it's like Marshall's or TJ Maxx, or sometimes both, or sometimes one or the other.
I think it's just Marshall's, TJ Maxx. But what's crazy is that when you're in the TJ Maxx, there's a gym above it. So if that guy's at the gym, all you hear is of him lifting the weights and then dropping the weights. The first time I ever heard it, I went up and I was like, oh, I think that something's about to come through your ceiling. She's like, there's a gym upstairs. I'm like, what do they do up there?
Oh, you mean like in our building on the fourth floor that there's a workout room, and there was the woman that used to work on the same floor. She was like the building supervisor's secretary, and Chase Murphy was in there lifting weights. And she came in and scolded him for dropping his weights. And he's like, I'm not really dropping these. Like, I'm putting them down, but I'm not dropping them. And she wanted to get into, like, a 20-minute argument with him because, like, apparently that's how she spends her day. She was also the same woman that yelled at me for talking too loud on my phone as I went from the elevator to the workout center, which is a whopping 25 yards.
Yeah, no, this is completely different. This guy is probably lifting weights he should not be lifting to show off to chicks. And then he drops them on the ground, and then he lifts them back up, and he drops them on the ground.
Curls get the girls. What can I say?
No, they don't. Curly hair gets the girls. Those types of curls, not so much.
Well, I do have all of mine, so at least I have that to look forward to.
Hey, look, no chick I've ever talked to has been like, dude, we were at the gym and this guy was like grunting and slamming weights down. I've never been like so turned on in my life. Not once.
I thought you were going to say, so we were at the gym and there was this dude who was bald and I was like, yes.
Yes. And then he was like, do you know how to work your treadmill? And I'm like, no, mansplain it to me. I'm not sure. I usually just read my Us Weekly and Snapchat while I'm on here. Look how good I look. It took 4 filters to get here.
Okay, so let's review. Went over the bracket of 64 for the Texas Sports Life thing that they put up on Twitter, and we just went through it. Then we talked about Pluckers. Then we talked about the Memorial City Mall. Then Marshall's. And then we finished with Gym Stories and the woman that's on the fourth floor in our building that's not awesome at all.
And yeah, this podcast literally feels like my stream of consciousness in my mind at all times.
If we threw in a couple of movie quotes, it would be like, get out of my head.
A couple movie quotes. Did I lock my door? Where are my keys? Why do my socks don't match? And man, I have a lot of laundry to do when I get home. That's pretty much a full day.
We might have to play another edition of Where Are Sarah's Keys? That was fun when we did that last month. Just don't try. You don't know. Just stop.
I think they're on the desk, actually.
No, they're not on the desk. Just stop.
Are they in the bathroom again?
we'll hire somebody just to have that answer.
Hey, Laughing Leroy does a really good job. He doesn't even send out emails that say, hey, lost keys. He's like, Sarah, your keys are at the front desk. I appreciate that.